What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, ladies, when will you get it through your thick damn skulls and actually allow it to penetrate your pea brain that the vast majority of you are running around with society letting you have a slick mouth? And more men are getting tired of it. Yeah, you do know that arguing and being reckless with your mouth is actually a form of abuse, and more men are responding with violations in kind. Like the man in this article that was sent by our illustrious Neo the Outflanker that was published on the 24th of March. Fort Wayne man fatally shot girlfriend, then took off in her Jeep. Damn, I wonder how many GTA stars did he get for that one. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man charged with termination is accused of shooting his girlfriend multiple times during an argument Saturday before driving off in her Jeep. The Allen County Coroner's Office identified the woman Tuesday as 52-year-old Angela Marie Cobb and ruled her deletion a homicide. A witness who told police she was a friend of the victim said Cobb had been called to the witness's house on Wildwood Avenue that evening to get her boyfriend. The man, 53-year-old Michael Miles, had been allegedly drinking to the point of becoming intoxicated, according to Allen Superior Court documents filed Monday. The friend told police she briefly went upstairs while Miles was on the phone with Cobb, and that's when she heard gunshots. When she came back downstairs, Miles was gone. Police reviewed surveillance footage and saw Cobb drive up to the house in a Jeep Renegade shortly before 6:30 p.m. Cobb brought Miles back to the car, and less than a minute later, Miles allegedly pulled out a handgun and shot the woman in the head, according to court documents. Although Cobb fell to the ground unresponsive in the middle of the street, Miles continued shooting her, quote unquote, several more times, according to court documents. In a camouflage outfit and dark colored baseball cap, Miles was then caught on camera taking Cobb's keys and driving away in her Jeep. The victim was pronounced deleted at the scene. A few hours after the shooting, police found and arrested Miles. His family members had told officials that Miles was sitting in a parked truck harming himself. The family also said Miles admitted that he had been arguing with Cobb and he had, quote unquote, had enough, shooting her four times, according to court documents. Miles also allegedly told his family he left her Jeep parked somewhere on Lily Street and left the gun inside. Miles was given medical treatment before being cleared to stay in the Allen County Jail. He faces a preliminary termination charge with a gun enhancement. Well. Once again, ladies, you live in a society that has been made so comfortable by good men and unfortunately weak men that you believe that you can run around and have a slick damn mouth, being argumentative. And I'm going to tell you where exactly this came from. This came from society pushing black women to have a slick mouth, to be able to go off on their men. Why? Because we all know black women were made to be enemies of black men. Put that out on the airwaves. And of course, now you got social media continuing to push the agenda. And then you've got women of other groups saying, oh, I wish I could be that strong and go against my group of men. However, it doesn't really work that well for other groups of women. Why? Because they have a long storied history of those men actually putting boots to asses. Yeah, unfortunately, the American black man was hamstrung, had both hands tied behind his back, and was hobbled. That way, the black woman could be over the black man artificially. Yeah, it's all one big massive psyop. But, like I said, far too many women around here are running around with slick, reckless mouths, thinking that they can go off and be lippy. However, more and more men are saying, nope, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept it, and I'm not going to allow it. Your mouth is going to end up getting you dirt napped. And in this woman's case, it surely did. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down seemingly at someone else's house. So I'm going to give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. There was a witness, but she didn't see what actually went down. She heard it. So I'll give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, he popped it once in the dome, but then 4 more times just to make sure. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 20. So Michael, Mad Mike Miles, gets a score of 70. Ladies, as much as you want to sit back and say, men need to protect and provide. Oh, if you guys did not see what Tommy Lahren said, oh, gentlemen, oh, that is gold. That is absolute gold. What she said to Andrew while she was on that panel with Piers Morgan, the fruity guy, and some other trad cook. It is absolutely gold. She literally said out her mouth what the vast majority of women think and truly believe. Men should protect and provide and get nothing in return. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have some thoughts on that one next week. But, what you women don't understand is part of quote unquote protection is actually protecting you from yourselves, calming you the fuck down. But no, ladies, you don't want that. You think you can be all high and mighty because you have the gun of the state behind you? No. Once again, the gun of the state is only a reactionary force. They don't prevent anything. They're only able to be implemented after something has happened, not before. Yeah, this is not Minority Report. There is no pre-crime police force. Nope. But But you women are going to continue to run around society believing that you can run off at the mouth and be reckless and that that man is not going to do anything to you. Oh, no, 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 no. Those days are over. Mm-hmm. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who are going to continue to believe that you can have a reckless mouth and that the man that you're in a relationship with is quote unquote hamstrung and can't do anything about it, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have, which we all know is fake, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that you can hide behind the Duluth model and use it as a sword and a shield against the man that you're in a relationship with, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, I'm going to say this until you actually start to think about it and get it. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act, especially and up to a lethal action, which results in your ass getting dirt napped. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.